pushing for that first team place. Obviously, we do have to have quite a big squad with the amount of lads we have away with England throughout the season. And sometimes, as a result, when they all come back, you do miss out if you're out of form. But that's one of the things you've just got to take on the chin, because there's no kind of hierarchy at Yorkshire. If you are in form and you're doing well, then you will play.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just one of those things you've got to accept, that if England lads are coming back, then they are going to play because of what they've achieved and what they've done so far, which is right.
Yeah.
It's frustrating sometimes, but it's only healthy competition, because if you see yourself in the side and you get picked when they're all back, it's a massive confidence boost for you as a player.
Mm-hmm.
To be playing in the team, which is, if we have a full strength side, it's not part of the international thing. So to have Pete over as well, fantastic. He's obviously had a wonderful start to his test career.
Yeah.
I think he's obviously in nearly 90 in sort of 4 or 5 tests. He's already got a couple of hundreds, so he's shown what a good player he is already. The lads are looking forward to having him over now.
And I wondered what you made of the announcement that you're in the sort of North v South squad.
If I'm being honest, I was actually a little bit surprised. I had a missed call and a voicemail from James Whittaker, one of the England selectors, and kind of just come in from being out somewhere and thinking, why on earth is he ringing me? To be told that I was going to be playing for the North in that game was brilliant, really. I'm massively looking forward to it. It's just an opportunity for me, really, to kind of showcase what I can do. Like I say, I had a much better season last year in white ball cricket than in red ball. So to be picked on the back of that is great for me. But I don't really see any kind of pressure in it, really, in the 3 games. I'm just going to try and go out there and enjoy it and try and showcase what I can do and try and put my name in the shop window for the future.
Yeah, what's your mentality? I'm sort of interested in terms of particularly white ball cricket. You know, the pressure's on to score heavily and regularly. You know, dot balls are kind of frowned upon. So in terms of your mentality when you're watching a bowler coming into bowl, are you saying anything to yourself? Are you what's your mindset, I suppose?
Just watch the ball.
Yeah.
You don't really give yourself a chance. A lot of the cues that you'll get come from sort of before he's even born, really. Before you play against every team, you'll have sort of video footage of their different deliveries sort of in white ball cricket, whether they've got different slow balls, how they hold the ball, how they might load up the different balls.
Yeah.
As I say, you can often tell by the feel. You can get a pretty good idea of 2 balls that somebody might bowl, or if the field is that obvious, then there's a decent chance they might sort of do that. A lot of it does start before he's kind of even at the top of his mark, really.